www.bbc.co.uk.
Why does my heart feel so bad?
This is the BBC calling the world from London.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1,
Radio 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much to lovely Nimone, Nalisa. Produced by Moby. Every Saturday, Moby comes over. He comes over on a Friday. Mm. And he stays at the little B&B around the corner, comes in, produces the show, flies back to America again. Bonkers, isn't it?
Bonkers, crazy.
Yeah, it's like Moby with a beard. The guy who produces Nimone, really is. And I made comments about him last week. Apparently his girlfriend left him.
She didn't, did she?
What a loser.
Huh? Did she really?
No, she's staying around ours.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's really good. You know what I mean?
What's good?
Cooking and cleaning. I'm only saying it because I know he's listening, that's all. Hello, mate. There's nothing for that. She's giving me the finger.
Look at that.
It's a bit rude, wasn't it?
Very rude, yes.
Right, what a show we have for you today. I'm sober this morning, by the way. My voice is a little bit better than last week. It's still a little bit groggy, but I'm quite pleased. And I am Chris Moyles, Save You for Radio 1. This is my good friend, partner and accountant, Mr. Comedy Dave.
Hello, I'm Dave, also sober.
My knee's still bad, by the way. Damaged my knee in the week. It's still bad on Monday. Still bad. When I put my hand on it and move the skin across the top, you can feel the bones move. I don't think that's quite a good sign, actually.
Is it still all yellow, your scab?
Would you like to see it?
No.
Yeah, would you like to see it?
No.
It's got a big plaster on, which I had to leave on for 3 to 5 days, right? And it's going yellow. Just check everything. Hang on. Just check the button
on the
boxes.
It does this all the time, you know. If anything's going to leap out.
It might not leap out, but it might fall out, mate. That's why you should never wear, you know, Russian underpants. What? What are you laughing at?
That was his nasty scooter accident.
What are you laughing at, Rach?
Your boxer shorts.
Oh, yeah, the South Park Cartman boxer shorts. Oh. But look at that. Look at that, though, look.
He did that, right, doing about 3 miles an hour, doing a U-turn in his road.
Screw you, Sparky. About 8 miles an hour. Thank you very much. But look at that. Does that look gruesome?
What are we looking at? What?
Not the boxer shorts, no.
Boxer shorts are gruesome.
Shut up.
Let's have a look. Is it yellow?
Well, look. See that?
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you take the plaster off?
Because it's a special plaster.
You're supposed to let it breathe, aren't you?
No. It has breathed. It's breathed. It's a breath.
Breathed.
It's breathed. That doesn't sound right, does it?
Breath? No, it's not breath, does it?
It's had a breathe. Right. And, hang on a second. Thank you. And now it's got this special plaster on, which our last got us, which will apparently mend it. But it hurts like heck.
Is she a trained medic, your lass?
No, she's a children's TV presenter. But, you know, it's the same kind of qualifications, I believe.
What? She was, putting plasters on him and dabbing his wounds with kind of, you know, lotion and everything. He's sitting there with mud all over his jacket. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
You're only jealous because your last just gone, well, I'm not doing it. I'll chip a nail. I'm not doing that. I'm going to St. Judy with midday money to watch. Anyway, tell everybody what's on the show then.
I don't know, I've not got the script from Rachel.
See, that's why you should never wear Russian underpants.
What are Russian underpants?
Two now.
Shut up, Rach. Right, today's show.
Just seriously, take it from me. Never wear Russian underpants.
Why?
You just never do. Figure, what's
what
on the show?
What Russian underpants?
Just read out what's on the show.
Today's prizes include, on video, East is East, the best to smack the pony, analyse this, and also the Westlife karaoke video, which we gave away last week. New for this week, Toy Story 2, and so Graham Norton, and a Graham Norton lava lamp.
He doesn't wear Russian underpants either.
Does he not? On CD, Jamie Oliver's Music to Cook By, which is a musical classic. Yeah. Fatboy Slim, Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars, U2, All That You Can't Leave Behind, Texas, The Greatest Hits, and Bare Naked Ladies' album Maroon, which they signed when they played in the world-famous Live Lounge last week. Also to be won, Oasis Familiar to Millions on CD and DVD, which is coming out on Monday, and today's special guest is Emma Bunton.
Yeah! Fresh from her fine performance last night on TFI Awful.
Wasn't good, was it?
Not really. She was great. She was by far the best.
You know, out of the four of them, she was a star, was she not?
Although she did say something really stupid at the end of the show. She said the gorgeous Lenny Kravitz, which I just don't understand at all. I don't understand why women find him attractive when there are millions of homeless people around to fancy. Anyway, you should just never wear them, that's all.
I don't know what Russian underpants are.
You should just never wear them, though.
Why?
Because your Chernobyl fallout. Could you be the only one for me? Take a
care of me. That all I need. Is that the best you've got today?
Yes. Would you stay around? Oh no, sorry, I've got a lot. They get worse, actually.
You've blown your gag by 12 minutes past 10.
Yeah, but I'll do it for another 2.5 hours, mate.
Coming over. Hey, love.
Richard Blackwood. What's up, Rachel? Hang on a sec. Stop the show, everybody. What's wrong, Rach?
Richard just said something to me and I don't understand what he said, but it's all right, it's fine.
Let's switch the mic off. What did he say, Richard? Okay, he just wants you to check the timings for later.
Okay.
And do you know which later he's talking about?
No.
He's talking about the top of the hour.
Right, okay.
Okay. Can we carry on now?
Yes, you may.
It's like working with the monkeys at NASA, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Although with monkeys at NASA, you never get them saying every 5 minutes, I've done the marathon, you know. By the way, can I just say congratulations to Radio 1 boss Lorna Clark, who ran the New York Marathon last weekend in a stunning time of 4 days and 3 seconds. She did about 4.5 hours, was it? Something like that, which is a very good time.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So well done to Lorna Clark, who's raising money for something or other. Did you sponsor her?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much?
26 quid.
Less of the big spenders?
More than you sponsored.
Eh?
More than you sponsored.
I don't agree with charity.
Why?
Well, I say charity starts at home, and nobody sponsored me.
Yeah.
To sit at home. So until that day comes, they can whistle for it.
Beautiful.
I'm only joking. That's not what I'm saying. I will do that. I'll give her some money. What was that? The Harry Enfield sketch of the two old gits. Children in need, they can stay in bloody need. Of course, that's not our opinion there, right?
Or the opinion of the BBC in general.
Obviously not. However, it is Richard, our producer's opinion, because he's a nasty, mithering old git. Just go into any bar or pub with him, and you see how it's unbelievable. It's like his hands are stuck in his pocket. Oh, I've just got to go to the toilet while you go to the bar. Anyway, I've had a lovely week. My wife has gone away on holiday. She's just gone to the Indian coast.
Goa?
I'll say so.
My wife, though, last week went on a singing tour of South Korea.
Singapore?
I thought the whole idea was that you were going to rehearse these and have a look.
Yeah, but we've got a list of them.
Well, I know, but learn them.
You've got from 1 to 9.
Well, learn them.
All right, start again.
My wife went on a singing tour of South Korea last week.
Seoul?
No, blues.
My wife's just gone to Northern Italy.
Do you know her?
Should think so. I've been married for 20 years.
My wife had an accident on a volcano last night.
Krakatoa?
No, she broke a leg.
Oh, dear. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here all week. Thank you very much. And one more, you ready?
Yeah.
Ah, I'll tell you what, Dave.
What?
My wife's gone to the Botanical Gardens.
Cue.
Yes, it was very busy.
This is the dream team. Yeah, yeah. The BBC is planning to launch a radio station that plays the best hip-hop, R&B and UK garage. Yeah, yeah, I like it, I like it. This is your chance to have your say in how it sounds. To find out more and to voice your opinions, go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What was that?
www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Tell you what, Dave, my wife went to an awful concert in Southeast Asia.
Singapore.
Terrible. The rest of the band weren't that bad. What?
Can we stop now? Oh, not the track.
Oh, okay, sorry. I wonder what you're talking about. My wife's just gone on holiday to the West Indies.
Goa?
No, she went to Jamaica.
Do that again.
My wife's just gone on holiday to the West Indies.
In Dorset?
No, Goa. My wife's just gone on holiday to the West Indies.
Jamaica?
Terrible singer. Remember we used to play when you were a kid, right? And you used to have fake machine guns, you go Yeah, I still do that.
Do you?
Yeah. When I'm in a queue for a sandwich or at the bank or something, I just like to go Although they never really like it when you do it at the bank, especially to the person behind the glass. Then he went to Jimmy Savile and he told me to off. I went to Jimmy Savile, I went, hey Jimmy! He went, no, you idiot. What can you do that, Dave?
You're right.
Yeah, well, I'm just a bit, you know, my wife's just gone to see relatives in France.
Nice.
Yeah, lovely. What?
Nothing.
Do you know the other ones?
Try me.
Anyway, I've just got back from this lovely caravanning holiday in Poole.
In Dorset?
Yes, I'd recommend it to anyone. I'm just looking at Rachel, who just keeps going, oh, God. She's now thinking, working on dance anthems doesn't seem such a bad idea now. Is that right, love?
No, of course not.
Yeah, damn right. You know where your brain is put. In the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, diggity.
Emma Bunton's going to be on the show today. I'm very excited about that. She's my future wife.
Is that why you had a shave today?
Huh?
Is that why you had a shave today?
No.
And put on an iron shirt. And generally made yourself look good.
I even put a bit of talc on downstairs.
Did you?
Yeah. You know what it's like, Rach? As a woman, right, it's always good if a bloke is talc'd. Do you know what you find?
I'm not saying anything.
So she's going to be attracted by your powdery knackers?
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, right, you know, sometimes a bargain basement can get a little bit warm. So what I've done, I've put a bit of talc down there to make it cool. What do you think, Rach?
I'm not saying anything.
No, fair enough.
Bargain basement. No one's going to pay for it.
I tell you what, Dave. I said, Dave. Dave!
What?
Tell you what, my wife's gone mad in Venezuela.
Caracas?
She's absolutely bonkers. My wife's got an upset tummy in Laos.
In Kazi?
Yeah, constantly. She just can't stop pooing. Right, this is one of the prizes we're giving away today. The CD and the DVD of Oasis, live at Wembley. We're giving it away today on CD and DVD. Oasis Familiar to Millions, out on Monday.
It's fantastic.
Recorded at Wembley Stadium, July the 21st this year. I was there.
So was I.
So was I.
And didn't we make a lot of noise?
It's rock and roll, mister.
Yeah, thanks very much. Radio 1. Can we play another track from that every 10 minutes?
please.
Yeah, that'd be great. Right, Daft Punk coming up next. Here's Lindy with news. It's 10:30.
The fuel tax convoy rolls towards Manchester.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The rolling protest over fuel tax is starting its second leg from Leeds to Manchester. The leaders of the Go Slow demonstration say they won't stop even if they're forced to ditch their trucks and walk. One of the organisers, Andrew Spence, says they will get to Manchester city centre later.
If there is a 20-mile exclusion zone, we'll walk in. We'll carry on. Somebody will get arrested, and that's all they want.
An investigation's underway in Glasgow after two people were hit by trains. A 15-year-old girl was killed last night just after a man in his 50s was seriously injured. Reports are coming in that 180 people are trapped in a train in Austria, which has caught fire in a tunnel near Salzburg. New research has found many people sleeping rough used to be in the armed forces. The charity Crisis says around one in five homeless men are ex-servicemen. Edwin Linton became homeless after leaving the army.
You're used to the regime of the army, the regimentation. You've got everything there for you. And when you come out, you find yourself without nothing. You feel that you're a loser, so you end up out here.
Ulrika Johnson's two-day-old baby daughter is being treated in a specialist baby unit. Doctors have diagnosed her with a rare heart condition. Arsenal and Man United take on sides from the bottom of the Premiership today. The leaders play Middlesbrough and the Gunners are at home to Derby. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we're back at 11:30. Oh, yes.
What?
Well, just confirming it, in case you were wondering.
Oh, yes.
Indeedy.
Absolutely.
What did you do last night then, Lindley?
Last night, well, I stayed in front of the TV because I was supposed to go out for a drink and I didn't because I'm working this morning. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we were working this morning. We went out for a drink.
Yeah, this morning just about 10 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
Excuse me?
Well, it is the morning.
Yeah?
I'll give you that.
How do you know we were in this building today just after 9?
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit eager for you, Chris?
It's unbelievably eager for us, actually. To be fair, we're always in before 10.
Well, that's good.
A minute to 10, 30 seconds to 10, always in for 10.
Well, it's a start, isn't it?
In it.
Isn't it?
And this morning we were in just after 9.
Very professional, I thought.
Yeah.
And it's showing so far.
I think so.
Well, you know, what can I say, but I think it's brilliant so far.
Yeah, well, which bit of the show have you really liked the best?
The bit when you were talking?
But what about?
The stuff that you were talking about. It was brilliant. Really fantastic. I mean, you know, one of the best.
Taking the mick out of
us. He hasn't been listening at all, has he?
I have. Edmund Button's coming in later on. Fantastic.
I know where he's been for the last half hour.
Where's that?
You know.
What, you haven't got the webcam still in the bog, have you?
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I think I know where you've been, my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me, or what?
Hey?
Sound effects?
On the toilet with your FHMs. I know, mate. Dirty fella. I bet he sits on the toilet, 10 o'clock, has a big dump, reads all the men's magazines. You may pull a face, Rachel, but that's what men do. Certain men, not me and Dave, though.
No.
No. Smash it, it's on top of the Pops magazine. Yeah. Rush, isn't it? Chris Miles on Radio 1. Do you like the new jingles we've had?
Yes.
Right. Comedy Dave, he's a moron on Radio 1. Wow. Rachel was telling me that if I don't go to the doctors about my knee, I might have to have my legs chopped off, which I think is a little harsh, personally. But that's what she says.
Go to the doctors then.
When I damaged my knee when I was snowboarding, I had to go to the doctor, and now I've got to go to physiotherapy.
That's what she said. Move that mic nearer, look.
I do not speak like that.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You speak like a baby.
What?
You speak like a baby. Rachel.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, shut up.
No, that's not... You'd be rubbish in panto, you would. Imagine all the kids go, oh, no, you don't. So do, shut up. I'm an adult, you're a child, you know nothing. We saw this as a script. OK. You know Radio 1 prides himself in being first with the big hits of the future.
I know that.
I've got a record in my hand that comes out, I believe, on the 4th of December and could be a massive hit.
What is
Christmas.
It?
Christmas. We'd like to listen to a bit of it.
If you like, yeah.
Here we go. You ready, Dave?
Mm.
Go! You ever seen Bob the Builder?
No.
Brilliant. Scoop, Lock and Dizzy and Roly too. Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun.
Working together, they get the job done. Bob the Builder.
Yeah! Can we fix it?
Bob the Builder, yes we can.
Bob the Builder,
can we fix it?
Bob the Builder,
yes we can.
You know who sings it, by the way? Who was the voice of Bob the Builder?
Neil Morrissey.
Neil. Yes. I listen to the Dream Team playing this on a Sunday morning.
Time to get busy, such a lot to do. Till it's good as new. Bob and the gang make a really good sound. Working all day till the sun goes down.
Yeah!
Can
Stephen Builder's
it?
A bad name though. Working all day till the sun goes down. Drinking tea and sitting on their ass more like. Sitting on our ass. Drinking cups of tea. Going through your drawers and stealing jewellery. By the way, I did say that was a joke. And of course, not all builders, in fact, no builders do that at all. What?
That's terrible.
It was just a joke, that's all.
Well, some people might not have found it funny.
Like who?
Builders.
Ah, screw them. Stuff them. I'd like to dedicate that to the people who built my conservatory and put no damp coating in. Thank you very much, by the way. Really nice present there. I had to completely rip up all the floors and put in damp coating. Cheers. Also dedicate that to the blind people who put my wiring in with chopsticks. I had a sparky come around the other day. He's looking at my dimmer switch and he goes, I'm going, what's wrong with that? He goes, bite, it's lethal. What? It's absolutely lethal, bite. What do you mean it's lethal? Well, it could kill you. That's not exactly what I want to hear, do you know what I mean?
Can you fix it? Right.
But not, as I was saying, not all builders are like that. Just the stupid cowboys who made my flat.
Left a bit. Right a little. Okay. Straight.
There's the kettle.
We can tackle any situation. Look out, here we come.
Can we dig it?
You ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Can we build it?
Yes.
Can we fix it?
You ready,
yes.
Mate?
Yes.
Bob the Builder.
Can we fix it?
Bob the Builder.
Yes, we can.
Dig it.
Bob the Builder.
Can we fix it? Yes, we can.
Come on.
Digging and mixing, having so much fun.
Yeah.
Working together.
Sitting on a bus. right, okay. If you're a girl need to go to a football match today, why not phone for...
Girls going to football.
08700.
110100. That's not... That's the old number, isn't it?
You borrow.
That was the old one. Yeah. Do it again.
08700.
100, 100.
If you're a girl and you go to a football match today. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. 08700, 100, 100. If you're a girl going to football match, phone for...
Girls going to football.
Bum diggy 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 bum diggy bum. You do one, ready?
Wiggy 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 whack. Wind your body.
Bob By the way, if anybody knows what the sample is on this record, phone us now or email us and I'll give you a prize, because I know the answer. How do you pronounce that? Alan Brax and Fred Falk. Is that a joke? A real cool dance record by Alan and Fred. Is that like a gag?
Don't know.
But do you know what the sample is?
Hang on, got an email just come in.
Oh yeah?
I think it was called Around the World.
Says Around the World?
Lee in Carlisle.
What, the sample is Around the World?
Is the wrong answer.
Hey, Lee! It's the wrong answer, but I will tell you what it is later.
Late Night Weekends on Radio 1.
The jams of the week with Trev Nelson on Radio 1. Go, go, go.
Trevor Nelson on Radio 1.
It's the jams of the week with my man Trevor Nelson on Radio 1. Hold it down for the UK, you heard?
It's Trevor Nelson on Radio 1 with the Rhythm Nation, the best R&B on the planet.
Late Night Weekends on Radio 1.
Sunday night, Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation.
Just listen.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. We will now take a minute's silence to remember those who gave up their lives in war in the cause of peace and freedom.
I'm loving angels instead.
Robbie Williams and Angels, and before that, Moby and Rushing on Radio 1. Right, if you want to phone up for Girls Going to Football, it's 08700 100 100. Call now if you're a girl going to a football match today. Right, good. This will be in the world-famous Live Lounge next week. There's a new song from Top Loader.
Here we go.
I'm doing that for us next week, but live in the world-famous Live Lounge that isn't actually world-famous at all. Good record though.
I think so, yeah.
There's a copy of that in the kitchen at Radio 1 and it's someone's written on it, this record is brilliant.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so about 20 minutes ago we played this record and I went, does anyone know what the sample is that they're using on this? As soon as I heard Tony play it, ages ago, I knew what it was. Richard, our producer, thought it was Sinead.
That's because he's an idiot.
I know. And only sad people among us will know what it is. Any winners?
A few saddos on the email. Too many to mention, though.
Who was the first saddo?
Will Scott.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Will. You get a prize. But as soon as you didn't bother give us any address, I'll just keep the prize, shall I? Unless he emails back and we might send him something.
Like what?
Like a copy of the original track. It was The Jets' Crush on You.
Of course.
Which I know because I've got the 12-inch version.
What year did that come out?
85, 4, something like that. 7? No, it was before that. Was it? Our producer says 87.
But anyway, you thought it was Sunita though, you idiot.
Yeah, moron. Right, should we go to football?
I think so, yeah.
Before we do it though, Dave.
What? Why is there echo on them?
Hey?
Hello?
What's going on there?
Hello?
Who? Who? Can you hear that? Hello?
Hello?
Try now.
Hello? Still there.
Why have we got really bad echo on our voice?
Sounds like we're in a toilet.
Hello? Can you hear that? Hello? That's bizarre. People who are listening on the radio in the background won't be able to hear the echo, but we can. And that's very annoying. Why is that doing that? Because it's not the actual echo, because that's it there. And if I switch it off...
It's still there.
Oh, well. Last week on Girls Going to Football, Day... That is really annoying me now. Last week... Hang on. Last week on Girls Going to Football, Dave predicted Middlesbrough 0, Arsenal 2. The score? Middlesbrough 0, Arsenal 1.
Close.
In the Coventry-Manchester United game, Dave's prediction was Coventry 3, Manchester United 2. The score was Coventry 1, Manchester United 2.
Got that wrong.
And in the York-Cardiff game, Dave predicted York 3, Cardiff 1. The score? York 0, Cardiff 4. In fact, you get a few of them because you're completely wrong. Ah. Is there an echo on everything else?
A little bit.
Right, let's do Girls Go to Football. Are we not doing it now?
Are we not?
Yeah? No?
No.
Madonna? Okay.
What a show.
Oh, well, you know. Should we do Girls Go to Football? Or should we do Madonna?
Madonna.
Do you want Girls Go to Football? Or Madonna?
Madonna, I think.
You sure?
Yeah.
Right. Sorry about that. It's right. Good. Rachel, when are we going to Girls Go to Football now?
No.
Madonna?
Yes.
All right, fair enough then. We now see the day that Madonna will be playing Brixton Academy on...
Tuesday the 28th of November.
With who?
With special support from...
Texas?
Liam Howlett.
And Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah.
And Radio 1's the only station giving away tickets.
Good that, eh?
Yeah. And please don't email in now saying, how do I win them? Because I don't know, right? And please don't send any emails going, my wife has been a fan of Madonna for years, and it would really make her day, because I don't care, right? And beg as much as you want, but I couldn't give a rat's ass, and I can't get you in anyway, and I don't know how you win tickets, so just keep listening.
Got to listen to The Breakfast Show on Monday.
Oh, is that what you got to do?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Rachel. Chris, I know you said listen to The Breakfast Show on Monday, but I won't be able to do that. So is there any chance? No, is the answer. Oh, but I'll be at work on Monday morning. I won't be able to listen.
Tough.
Why? I don't care. Why do I care? I'll probably get free tickets anyway. Shove it up your ass. You know what I mean? Hello? It stopped now.
That's weird.
The echo stopped. Bonkers.
Crazy.
Should we do girls go?
What?
Should we do girls go to football?
Girls going to football.
That's right. It's time for girls going to football. Do you like that?
Yeah.
All right. Line one. Hello.
What's up?
Yes, about 3 months too late, I'm afraid.
Hello there.
That's not popular anymore to do that, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, great.
I'll make it up to you.
Loads of money.
What
show? Doesn't matter. Right, what's your name there, love?
Karen.
Karen what?
Karen Whitehouse.
Oh, very nice.
Hello
where are you from?
Stockton. Are you Middlesbrough?
I'm just trying to work out whether there's an echo on her now.
No, that's the radio's on.
I've actually got the radio on, so...
Turn it off.
You have to turn it off.
Do you know that woman who answered the phone when you rang into Radio 1 and she said, turn the radio off? Do you think that was a joke?
She just said turn it down.
Rachel, did you say turn it down?
I'll turn it right down because it'll sound awful otherwise.
That's not on that.
Yeah, you silly tart. Right, okay, so what game are you going to today?
Hey, the Mighty Borough against Man U.
You've got a cat in house chance. And who are you going to the game with, love?
Missy, guys.
Bye.
I'm sorry, they were doing my nutting. Sorry, but they were just way too annoying to talk to for another 30 seconds. Line two, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hang on. Before you go to line two, Dave, give a prediction on the Man U Middlesbrough game, please.
Manchester United 2. Middlesbrough 0.
Sorry about that. Line two, then. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Who are you? Oh dear, I can see it going that way again, can't you?
No, it's not going to be like her. She's from Middlesbrough.
Are you sure, pet?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Aye, all right then. What's your name?
Catherine.
Aye, where are you from?
Newcastle.
Whereabouts?
just north of Newcastle.
Where?
Ponteeland, where it was flooded while on the telly.
Oh, no. Are you badly flooded, love?
No, not my house.
No, there you go then. Stuff them. So you're going to the Newcastle game today against Leicester?
I am indeed.
Who are you going with?
Jill, Andrew, Rob, my brother David, Brian and my dad.
And who are the louts in the background?
All of them.
Hey!
Especially my dad, he's quite excited about me being on the radio.
Is he really?
He is.
Does he not get out much?
No,
who's your favourite player then, Catherine?
Aaron Hughes.
Oh, Aaron Sweater. Mm. Oh, I love them.
Have you heard of them, Chris?
No, never heard of them. Okay, so what do you think the score will be then, Catherine?
I think we're going to win 2-1.
2-1, let's find out if you're right with Comedy Dave.
Leicester City 1. Newcastle United 1.
Ooh.
Oh.
I can't say. He's wrong every week, though, so that's quite good.
I was wrong last time I was on, so...
Have you been on before?
I was.
Bye.
Cut you off, then, you cocky woman. Finally, line 3. Hello.
Oh,
God's sake.
How are you, Miss Moyle?
Yeah, I was all right. What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Oh, lovely. How common. And where are you from, Debbie?
Burton-on-Trent.
Oh, Burton-on-Trent. Lovely. Any support?
Derby County.
Derby County. Who are you playing today?
We're playing the Arsenal today.
The Arsenal. Mm. Lovely. Who are you going to the game with?
I'm going to the game with Michelle and Sarah.
How are they?
They're very well.
Are they there with you?
Hello,
Sarah. Hello, slappers.
No, they're not slappers.
I never said they were slappers. I just said happy clappers. Mm. I believe. So who's your favourite player then, Debbie?
Malcolm Christie.
Oh, yeah, Malcolm Christie.
Big Malk.
Yeah, Big Mark. Yeah. Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of him.
No, not quite.
Right, and what do you think the score will be?
Definitely 2-1 to Derby.
This Let's find
first
out.
Win of the season.
Dave.
Arsenal 3. Derby County 0.
No!
Sorry, love.
That's what Dave says.
Anyway, then, Chris. See you later.
Hang on a second. Debbie?
Yeah?
Have you got any tattoos?
Yes, I have, Chris.
What have you got?
I have a Derby County Ram.
Class.
And where is the tattoo of a Derby County Ram?
Well, where of course it should be.
On your ass.
On my ass.
Lovely, all right. Well, have a good time at the game, love.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye.
Go.
And that was the legendary and successful Girls Go to Football. And we'll do it again at the same time next week on 97 to 99 FM.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
We're finger hot and what in a cheek to cook.
You know it's wild in Nashville.
Saturday night. Goldfinger.
We're gonna be hardcore upon hardcore.
I over us. Emperor Celestia, I live your own. Looking at him, I know he's the one.
Look, drum and bass, make you wind up your ears. Put a smile on your face.
Take it away.
And them can't come in front of your face. And them a go like them a family. I just be get money. I still a grudge around them under your place.
Radio 1. Late night weekends on Radio 1.
Straight from out of the UK.
Just listen.
Reggae brings back love.
Radio 1.
Today is Emma Bunton. No, hey.
What?
Mine. You'll find she's my lady.
I can still find her attractive.
Get your own Spice Girl sunshine, right? She's mine. No. No. Hey. No, mate, you'll make her sick if she's listening. She doesn't want to hear you doing that noise. Sound like you're an old man trying to burp. Stop doing it now. It's annoying. Anyway, my future wife, Emma Bunton, will be on the show today.
Imaginary wife.
You wait till she comes. I bet any money she dresses a little bit sexier today because I'm here.
Like he dressed a little bit sexier as well.
Yeah.
Shaved your beard off.
Yeah, I bet she shaves hers as well. Radio 1. You can see that one coming, couldn't you? Right, coming up, Nelly Country Grammar and Natalie Imbruglia, all out after news with the Lindley. It's now 11:30.
Fuel tax protesters say they won't back down.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
More than 30 truckers have begun the second leg of their Go Slow convoy from Leeds to Manchester. Organisers have promised to get out and walk if they're forced to end the rolling protests through the northwest. But Tim Sander from Friends of the Earth says they need to understand the damage low fuel prices could cause.
Friends of the Earth have got a lot of sympathy with the hauliers, with the farmers, with the fishing industry, who also joined into the protest. But at the end of the day, it's not going to bring fewer cars on the road, not going to do anything for air quality, etc. And these things have to be integrated into a big transport package.
Police in Glasgow have launched an investigation after two people were hit by trains last night. A 15-year-old girl died in Bearsden and a man in his 50s was seriously hurt in a separate accident. Rescuers are trying to save more than 100 people trapped in a burning train in a tunnel in Austria. Police have already confirmed that three people on board the train near Salzburg have died. Millions of people across the country have observed a two-minute silence for Armistice Day to mark the end of the First World War. Arsenal and Man United play clubs from the bottom of the Premiership today. The Gunners are at home to Derby while the leaders take on Middlesbrough. And the Army's helping a woman near York to fight the floods and get to a wedding. Anita Hudson's getting married this afternoon. Says she nearly had to call the whole thing off.
I was starting to think it was all going to be a big disaster, but we're going to get through it. The Army apparently are putting on a special vehicle to get me across the floods over the bridge to meet my wedding car at the other side.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, we're back at 12:30.
Is that the woman from used to be in EastEnders?
Yeah, that's the one. Or was that Dobson?
Who is it?
What did you say it was?
Anita Hudson.
Oh, right, yes. Is that the woman who sang Sweet Love?
That's the one.
She was in Hudson Hawk as well, I think.
Yeah, you're thinking of Bruce Willis. Oh,
right. She lives near the Hudson River. Or is that a bit obscure? It is, isn't it?
It's a little bit obscure, yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Only you would know that.
Yeah, only a news person would know that.
How's your lass, by the way?
My lass? Oh, she's very well.
Yeah?
We've finished off the Czech brandy now, which is very nice. That big bottle of Czech brandy.
What are you on about?
Nothing.
I don't know what he's talking about. What Czech brandy?
You commented last time I talked to you on the Czech brandy, which is a big bottle of Czech brandy, which she rang me up one day and said, I've just had a lot of the Czech brandy and she's finished it now. Well, both of us have finished it now.
You know, I don't know what he's talking about at all.
No idea.
I haven't a clue. But it's a fascinating insight.
Isn't it, just?
The mind of an ad-libbing newsreader. Mm. It really is, isn't it? And am I right in saying that your girlfriend is a ginger?
Well, almost. A redder.
She's a redder?
Yeah.
All right. Which is polite speak for ginger. Obviously, yeah. And how long have you been with her for? A good few years?
A couple now.
Yeah?
Anniversary at the end of November, mate.
Really?
Very serious now, yes.
Wow, well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I hope it all goes very well for you and the ginger.
Thank you.
Go on, admit she's a ginger. Go on.
She's not a ginger.
Go on, admit it.
She knows where I live. She'll sort me out.
Go on, say she's a ginger.
No.
Go on.
No.
Say it. Do it. Just stand up and go, my name is Lindley Gooden. I go out with a ginger. Go on, say it. It's like therapy for you.
My name is Lindley Gooden, and I go out with a ginger.
Yeah! You loser.